mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in 30 minutes, we have an expert on chimeras, cross-species cloning. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. Tons of police state news, Iraq news, fake election news in Iraq. Just so much coming up. But let's get through your calls. Let's talk right now to Robert, then Tim, Preston, Chris, Deagle, Ron, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Robert.
Good morning, Alexander. You troublemaking radio talk show host, you.
Well, yes, I'm very bad.
Enjoyed your interview yesterday with Colonel Kashinoff. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, I laughed myself silly when you said, is it true that U.S. congressmen are being bribed by the Russians? And he said, well, if that's true, I feel sorry for the congressmen.
I was actually talking about Israelis, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, no, just went blank. I had something to say.
I know how that is.
Yeah. Give me a second. Something popped into my head. As you know, Richard Scrooge of Hell South is on trial now for a financial misstatement. Same with Bernie Evers, WorldCom, MCI, and the guy from Tyco, Kozlowski.
But that's all just low-level stuff. I was wrong. It's not $1.2 trillion missing. CBS News now reporting, we reposted this yesterday, that $2.4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon.
Yeah. So you think that's just happenstance that all three of them are on trial at the same time?
Well, I mean, it's to make you think they're... I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions with these guys.
Yes.
Compared to trillions.
Yes.
So trillions is being stolen, and they're burning some just low-level people. I mean, hundreds of millions compared to trillions is nothing.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's meant to create... People didn't have confidence in the stock market, so it's meant to create confidence that we're cleaning it up, we're fixing it. Meanwhile, they're raiding our pension funds systematically. 2 years after Bush changed the pension fund rules where we don't own our own pension funds.
Good point.
They changed the pension fund rules, and then every time they steal them blind, they go, it was just an accident. I mean,
I look forward enthusiastically to tonight when you and George Norrie hook up on the radio. I'm going to plug in my boombox to the back of my sound card and just record it. Like, let's do it this weekend. I think that'll be really good, you and him. Be here together, in studio, no less.
That's yeah, cool. I look forward to it.
Yeah, be sure and talk it up, Alex, and let people know, because that's going to be a big deal.
Well, I mean, I've been on there a bunch before, but it's always fun.
Are you going to be on all 4 hours, do you know?
You know, I was supposed to call them yesterday, but by the time I called, the producer was out. But I'm either on 3 hours or 4 hours, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah. Okay, man, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work. God bless.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Tim. You're on the air, my friend. Now you're gone. Let's talk to Preston in Washington. Go ahead, Preston.
Yeah, I noticed those thumb and retina scanners at Customs last time I went out of the country, and I asked the guy if they're going to be implemented, and he says, oh, no, not yet. That's just for future use. He says, we really don't do that right now.
Really? They just signed the regulations a month ago to do it and just passed the national ID card.
That was as recently as October of last year I had asked him, because that's when I went through customs. And he said, that's nonchalantly. He's like, well, you know. I said, do you think that's a good idea? He says, he kind of leaned over and looked around, and he says, personally, I don't like it.
Well, it's like the Roach Motel. Roaches can get in. They can't get out.
Yeah, he said,
the stuff is for getting out of the country. That's where the security is.
Right. Well, and this was also coming back in. This was coming back into the States, too, that I saw.
No, I'm aware of that, but they engage in acing. They have a rule, federal rule, where they just disregard it and turn them off coming in. It's 100% going to be implemented going out.
Wow, because going out, I didn't have to do it.
Now, it's called acing.
Not yet.
And acing is where, acing is mainly used for Muslim countries. And this is in the Miami Herald. They have a rule. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. Stay there. We'll tell you about acing when we return.
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour of this live Friday edition. We're getting some of your great calls out of the way. They've been holding patiently. Then I'm going to plunge back into the news. We'll be talking about cloning with a cloning expert. Some of the monstrosities of the island of Dr. Maru that are actually manifesting themselves. But right now, I believe we were talking to Preston in Washington State. And Preston, you were bringing up some an important point. Recap that for the folks that just joined us.
Oh, it's just the thumb scanners and the retina scanners at customs when you're entering and leaving the country.
And I was talking about acing.
Right.
Acing is a process where people come in from foreign countries, and they'll just selectively sometimes check everybody's papers. But when they do acing, everybody just walks through showing their papers, holding them up, and no one has looked at. It's the same thing that was in the Homeland Security Bill, or the National Intelligence Act, the 911 bill, as it was called, had three different names, that was passed a month and a half ago that gave us the National ID card and other goodies. Inside there, it says illegal aliens, we're going to accept all their ID cards from their countries that anybody can get, and banks and states are supposed to accept them, but citizens then have to show all these other forms of ID. So it actually gave partial amnesty to the illegal aliens.
Well, what amazed me was when I went through, I had my passport and everything ready, and I said, you need to see this. And he thought it was issued by the United States, and he waved because he says, no, I don't need to see that. And I said, don't you need to stamp it for entry back into the country? He goes, no, go right ahead, which I found very unusual. Didn't even look at my passport to get back into the United States. He just asked me where I was coming from.
Yeah, no, you were aced.
Okay.
It's called acing, and they're not supposed to do it, but it's actually a written rule that they're allowed to, but the other rules say they're not supposed to. That's the thing. The government's got different rules and laws for 100 different occasions. It's called tyranny. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. You're calling from New Mexico?
Yes, I sure am.
All right. Good to have you on board. What's going on?
Thank you, sir. Well, I got a little cherry here to add to the cake of your day. On our local news here, they run at 10 minutes into the hour, they run a little 60-second thing from Dr. Phil. You know, it's the tip of the day from Dr. Phil. And here's what he said, and I quote from the last Tuesday's show, being a parent is a privilege, not a right. So, okay, so we can't even have kids anymore, you know?
Well, Dr. Phil knows best, and
yeah,
he's going to help you.
Yeah, and all of America heard this, of course, so, you know, I mean, geez.
And that's what they do. For years, they give good advice, act nice, sacral friendly, smile at you, look into the camera sincerely, wear the nice fancy suits, just your fatherly figure. And then, overnight, ban SUVs, arrest people, you know, it's like O'Reilly. They just shift gears into this neocon mode, and I didn't hear that, but again, a privilege is something authorized by the state.
Absolutely.
And so, again, the state is really the parent. I've seen the documents where the schools say, we're really the parents. We have more rights than the parents. Of course, it's all a fraud, but they're now trying to claim this, folks. And so I guess Dr. Philbin's going to have some special about grabbing people's kids or something.
Yeah, probably. Listen, I do have a question. I listen to a lot of AM broadcasts, and I've been hearing something a little strange lately. First of all, who is this ad council? Because all of this stuff that relates to like state things and homeland security and all this stuff brought to you by the ad council. Who are these people? Number one, and the other part of that is, it seems like they've had a change of names or a shift in names. You know, first it was Homeland Security, and now I've noticed they're saying Homeland Defense. What's that all about?
Well, Homeland Defense is one of the missions. The real mission is infrastructure protection of Homeland Security. I'm actually trying to dig out an article, two articles I have about the Ad Council. They've been caught being involved, being part of the mechanism for doling out cash to people to put out the government propaganda line. The whole Armstrong-Williams type thing.
Yeah, and who is that other gal that was just exposed the other night?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them, but what's happened here is, and what goes on is, I actually had the head of the ad council on a few years ago because they were running anti-gun ads. And as part of the ad council was McGruff the Crime Dog. And I said, nah, help take a bite out of freedom. You know, I was doing McGruff the Crime Dog, but now, nah, McGruff the Nazi Dog. Nah, take a bite out of the Second Amendment. Did you know how McGruff does that? He takes a bite out of crime. And, no, now you hear these ad council ads, and it's a report, terrorism immediately. And, you know, your government needs you to volunteer to help them. I mean, all these Orwellian ads that you hear from the ad council that gets all this federal and then private money to do this, it's very scary.
It is. You know, I've been listening to you for about 7 months now, and I first got clued into all this about a dozen years ago, and it's like, you can't be serious. But then as time went on, it's like, oh, my God, it's true, you know. And, you know, I went through the usual thing of, you know, going through the depression and, you know, then pulling out of it and, you know, just, and my mom, God bless her, she's 68 years old, and she knows all about this stuff. She'll be listening to you tonight when you're on with George, and, you know, it's, oh, man, it's... Yeah, so sometimes if you don't laugh, you know, you'll feel like...
You got to laugh.
Yeah, you do.
You got to keep our spirits up, but be serious at the same time and stay focused on exposing it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Really good hearing from you. I'm trying to find these articles. I had them in one of the three stacks. Oh, here they are. Good, I found it. just so much here, folks, so much. Third columnist paid by Bush administration, according to a report on Salon.com, another columnist has been paid to promote Bush administration initiatives. It's over 2,000. Okay, folks, I have the numbers. Salon claims the Department of Health and Human Services paid conservative columnist Mark McManus $10,000 to back the Bush marriage agenda. The full registration restricted article can be found here. And it goes on. One day after President Bush ordered his cabinet secretaries to stop hiring commentators to help promote administration initiatives, and one day after the second high-profile conservative pundit was found to be on the federal payroll, a third embarrassing hire has emerged. Salon has confirmed that Michael McManus, a marriage advocate whose syndicated column, Ethics and Religion, appears in 50 newspapers, was hired as a subcontractor by the Department of Health and Human Services to foster a Bush-approved marriage initiative. And again, that all sounds good, but you can't have government in that business. And again, what they're doing is they're, on purpose, they're exposing payments for things that don't sound that bad. What about $76 million to put fake newscasts on about how good the prescription drug deal is? See, you don't hear a lot about that. Or what about the hundreds of millions that are spent at what I call propaganda placement to actually pay the TV shows to put anti-gun messages in them? They've been caught doing this. I mean, Jerry Bruckheimer is admittedly contracted with the government, writing scripts for them, scripting how to do the Saving Private Lynch story, BBC reported. I mean, that's where the meat of it is, but they focus in on some little crumbs at the edge. And the conservatives hear it and go, well, you know, I mean, so what? You know, we're fighting the liberals here. Oh, yeah, how about hundreds of millions for anti-gun initiatives? See, I guess that's okay, too, with you. Here's another one. Senators introduced Stop Government Propaganda Act, New York, in response to continued revelations of government-funded journalism, ranging from reported video news releases put out by the Drug Czar's office and the Department of Health and Human Services, and recently uncovered payments to columnist Armstrong Williams, Maggie Gallagher, who's flacked administration programs, Senator Edward M. Kennedy, and Frank R. Lautenberg will introduce a bill to stop Government Propaganda Act in next week's Senate. It's not enough to say, please don't do it anymore, Alex Formunis, Lautenberg's spokesman, told E&P Legislative Systems, sometimes is required, as we believe is in this case. And the Stop Government Propaganda Act, funds appropriated to an executive branch agency may not be used for publicity or propaganda purposes within the United States unless authorized by law. And it's time for Congress to shut down the administration's propaganda mill, Lautenberg said in a statement. It has no place in the United States government. The bill is co-sponsored by Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat Illinois, and John Corzine, Democrat New Jersey. But again, you guys didn't care back when Bill Clinton was doing this. I mean, I remember when it came out when Bill Clinton actually on NBC and CBS, they funded whole special newscasts and whole special hour-long specials that looked like newscasts with the normal newscast anchors promoting socialized health care and gun control programs and all this. So when you watch TV and wonder why every channel is saying Schwarzenegger should be our next president, and when you watch TV and every channel is saying guns are bad, and you watch this stuff and you notice the same things in the sitcom that's in the drama, that's in the news, word for word, there's a reason for it. Number one, the same corporations that own our government and own the military and own the drug companies and own the private prisons own the media. But at the same time, then a lot of these people individually, just to get them involved in the whole ball of wax, are lavishly paid. Lavishly. And I have it from inside sources, good sources, that over 2,000 prominent media individuals, mainly in TV and newspapers, are paid and are paid to put out a certain line. And if a talk show host won't talk about this, it's very suspect. And we've talked about this a lot on the air. We've gone over the documents on the air. We've had Sherman Skolnick on about this, who first uncovered this 30 years ago. A lot of your local TV anchors and others, instead of being paid, they actually pay to get their anchor spot, a large percentage of their paycheck. So that's kind of a mafia thing, too. You have no idea how corrupt it is, folks. but not on this little independent network and the independent stations that carry us. That's the mark of honor.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So see, they're going to psychologically test your children in the schools, forcibly drug them, test them for their weight, take them from you if they're overweight and you don't lose weight. It's all about getting government into your life. And now, your child draws a picture of a stick figure with a sword stabbing someone. Oh, look, it's you getting stabbed. Oh, that's it. Oh, criminals, we're charging you with felonies. You're 10-year-olds. It's all about getting you into the system. This is terrifying. It's horrible what's happening. And it's so corrupt. I mean, it's scientifically crafted. We've just got to say no to it, folks. No, you're not turning the public schools into prisons, no matter what Dr. Phil says. Phil, you may say we're slaves of the government because you're on the propaganda channel, but we're not listening to you. That's what a caller was mentioning earlier. Let's go ahead and go to William. William, welcome. You're on the air.
Thanks a lot, Alex. The program today is really important. All of the tyranny that is going on in America is leading to a whole new age that people don't want to go there. And they better listen to you because what you're saying here, and I'm sure your guest is going to say on this Chimera, is pretty frightening, but it's all very true, and it's in the regular media. I want to make a couple comments. I belong to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and the stem cell lines that the president certified, which again is shows his duplicity. He certifies certain stem cell lines but won't certify new ones, are all contaminated, so they've been proven useless. And I just got that information a couple of days ago. So they can't be used for human stem cell research because they produce an autoimmune reaction. They've also just come out in the fall with research that proves that these chimeras that they're creating release a virus called the PERV, which is a porcine virus that's like AIDS, only much worse. And if this gets out, these various viruses that are actually in animals could then be able to lock onto humans and kill millions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all, and top scientists have said, that it's like Russian roulette.
Right, and this is not
crossing, crossing, you know, goats with spiders, humans with pigs.
Well, they have a thing in
humans with cockroaches.
They've got a thing called BioSteel that's actually sheep that have milk that have spider webs in it, so they create this BioSteel
product. No, I mean, I had the CEO on like 4 years ago.
Exactly.
He's at a military base in upstate New York.
I want to make a comment about Arnold, because Arnold is our favorite. He in California put around $6 million of his own money into this initiative to forward stem cell research in California. And, of course, Arnold, being Austrian, is in the perfect ilk, being from the nations that started the whole research back before the Second World War.
Yes, we've got to go ahead and do the cloning, and we've got to move forward.
Yeah, exactly. And again, here he is. The media is showing this a decade or more ago with the sixth day violation with Arnold Schwarzenegger as a clone. And here we now have him as governor actually pushing for, in effect, human cloning and
all the movies are about throwing it in our face.
Yeah, they do. And I'm going to go back to my closing statement will be Genesis 3:22-24. I'll just summarize because you can read it yourself. Basically, God said, I'm not going to let man reach forth and take from the tree of life and live forever in this fallen state. And I really believe that we're now in such an amoral state that we're at the same point that Noah said, when God said to Noah that, you know, he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. But we're at that same point right now because we're about to completely take over human reproduction. Children have now lost their rights of parents to own them so that your property rights of your children is now a part of the state.
Yeah, now the state owns your children.
And then the next phase...
That's not true, but they say they do.
Exactly. The next phase, of course, is for the state to intrude to the point where they actually take over human reproduction.
They said they're going to do it. I appreciate the call. That's Dr. Deagle calling. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Calling.
Hello.
Calling from New York where you can't tell lawyer jokes.
You know, that's right. You tell a lawyer joke, you get arrested. It's hateful.
I'm acquainted with those two guys. I wonder maybe if you ever want to interview them, who knows, I may be able to talk to
them. Yeah,
I'd
like to have them on. In fact, I told my producer I want those guys on.
Yeah, they're from a legal reform group. I think that was part of the reason why they ran into problems. Hey, listen, we don't have to worry about people being cowed, and made to be like rabbits because now Chinese genetic engineering will turn us into rabbits, and your guest will probably speak about that very soon. That's an abomination. That's an abomination in the face of the creator, if anything.
So what are you talking about, the latest article about crossing us with rabbits?
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that? That's freedom.
Well, I guess we do need a few minotaurs, right? Like in Greek mythology, the half-man, half-bull. And if I do recall, too, if you ever read The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, I think he went way ahead in the future and people were rabbit-like creatures, if you remember that.
Well, Wells was all for it. He was a top New World Order strategist. He was a nonfiction book, The New World Order. Written in, what, 36 gets into all that.
And the PSAs, we have one here, and they talk about gun crimes. You know there's no such thing as a charge called gun crime anywhere, yet they talk about, they have like a judge, you have been charged with gun crime. There's no such charge.
Which is just as bad as thought crime.
Thought crime, right. And this is what we're coming down to. We're in bad shape with this.
It's freedom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
We're going to be talking to Dr. Professor David Magnus, Director for the Stanford Center for Bioethical Ethics at Stanford University, about chimeras, clones, and bioethics. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. But before we go to Dr. Magnus, my friends, you need to understand how both parties are controlled by the same corporate interest and how these elections at the presidential level are staged. Because the rhetoric's different, but it doesn't matter who gets in office, the agenda is the same. This is so important, especially for neocons and liberals, people that just don't get it, and all that politics means to them is like some football, you know, fight, rah-rah for my team. Well, the same people own both teams. And that's what my new film, American Dictators, documents. It's the staged election of 2004 and shows how it didn't matter who won to begin with. And it gets into Skull and Bones and gets into the corporate interest and gets into 9/11. It's really an important film. It's $19.95 for one DVD. Each additional DVD, while we keep doing this, not much longer, $5.95, so you can buy four or five copies and give them to friends and family. Same thing with 9/11 Road to Tyranny, the preeminent film that the New York Post said Michael Moore ripped off to make his film. I don't know if that's true. We do know Moore got a copy of it years ago. But you need to get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, $24.95, almost 3 hours long, $5.95 for each additional copy. and just so much more at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, where you can order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Or you can call toll-free. Operators are there right now. You can call and ask questions about the different specials and titles. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all my films online, read a bunch of different e-books we've got posted, including my book and Paul Watson's book, and my weekly TV report, my local TV show that's One Best of Austin. Now you can get it nationwide at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to Professor David Magnus. And, I mean, there's so much here. On InfoWars.com, I have this National Geographic article, Animal-Human Hybrid Spark Controversy. We've got a huge 10-page long data page full of AP articles, Washington Post articles, just all the stuff that's going on. And I guess the way to start this discussion, Doctor, is for me to, first off, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And then secondarily, about a year ago, I was at a store picking up a pizza at the counter, and a guy walks over and he goes, I had biology in college at UT, and you're a liar. There's no cross-species stuff. There's no such thing as spider goats. He goes, I saw your TV show, and you talked about it, and you're crazy. And I said, well, when were you in college? Well, 1976. And the guy just couldn't believe it, and even though I interviewed the CEO from the company in upstate New York where they have these goats with that produce this body armor. How do you respond to somebody like that, Doctor?
Well, they're just misinformed. Transgenics has been here for quite a while. It's something that actually sparked an important revolution commercially as well as scientifically, starting way back in the 80s. So we started off genetically engineering bacteria, including putting human genes. So some of the first human chimeras were from this bioengineering, where we put human genes into bacteria, for example, to produce human insulin. So when diabetics take insulin, there was a big shift that took place about 20 years ago. Previously, they'd been taking, cow insulin. Now, virtually everybody who has insulin who's diabetic, their insulin is produced by bacteria that have had the human insulin gene inserted into them, and they're kept in vats producing human insulin that's then purified and used for patients all over the country. So we've been doing that for a long time. More recently, we've started putting genes into higher organisms, and so in the case of the goat that can produce essentially web-like material in the milk, you're taking spider genes and introducing that into a goat, into their embryos, and that's also being done. They now have mice that have human genes in them. There are pigs that have human genes in them to try and, it's called sometimes humanizing them, try and make them more like us, both to create better models for disease or, in the case of pigs, to try and get organs that we're less likely to reject for transplantation purposes.
What about the danger, and I've seen this in some of the articles, callers have mentioned it, of when you start splicing genes, unintended consequences, giving rise to animal viruses or bacteria that affect other mammals but didn't affect us, and now giving rise to super bugs?
That's certainly a worry that everybody has about xenotransplantation. So we're genetically engineering pigs to try and get use them to put pig parts into humans. And, in fact, even that's been done for a long time. So for heart valves, we've been putting pig heart valves into human patients for quite a while. But as that progresses, and they're talking about putting in pig hearts into humans, as that happens, there's certainly a risk for public health that there may very well be viruses that right now do not affect humans that are only problems in the porcine family that will wind up infecting human beings, and we may not have defenses for them. And so that could.
I've heard discussions of in the future taking, say, ape genes, putting them into a human, but then saying, well, this clone isn't a human, so it doesn't have any rights, because this humanoid creature has these simian genes.
I think that's probably less likely to be an application of the technology. I think the public wouldn't stand for it, and I think that's probably not as
But I've had different bioethics groups on, even people that are on the President's Council, and they've gone over what New Jersey passed a law where they can bring the clone up to term if they want to.
Yeah, well, I think for reproductive purposes they can't. So they can't produce a cloned human. The FDA has claimed right.
Yeah, but for parts they can bring it up to term. I've read the bill on air.
If it's not, it would have to be the case that it's not
doesn't have a central nervous system that would allow it to count as a human being. Anything that counts as a human being, the FDA has claimed regulative authority over that. And for any reproduction, cloning for reproductive purposes, the FDA has claimed that at the federal level, they have the right to shut down any labs.
Yeah, but this wouldn't be for reproductive purposes. In fact, I could dig the law out. I had a bunch of experts on about this, and the way the law clearly read is this was for research. Now, how are
for research purposes is a different story. So if you're not aiming at reproduction, so if you're trying to just create embryos, for example, and develop them out a little bit for different research purposes, that's something that is done and continues to be done.
So
and
where do you stand on all this? I mean, what's your view of it?
So my view is that a lot depends on the particular application and how it's being used. So I think everybody can agree that there are certain things that would be problematic. So putting genetically engineering mice so that they can produce human sperm or eggs, and then allowing a child to be developed under those circumstances where their parents would literally be mice is something that I think everybody would agree is morally problematic. Bringing a subhuman to term and giving birth is clearly something that should be prohibited. On the other hand, creating embryos that have different properties so that you can study those properties at that very early stage of development outside the human body where there's no way these things are ever going to turn into people, that I think is something that's a useful scientific and of scientific value. And the in-between is what do you do about creating animals that have human-like properties? And there it depends on where you draw the line. On the one hand, we want mice that will be better models so that before we do research on humans, we know that it's safe. So that's a good thing. On the other hand, how many human brain neurons can you put into a mouse's brain before you've gone too far? Presumably, if the mice start complaining, you went way too far. So drawing those lines about what kind of entity you've got is something that's, I think, going to take a lot of careful deliberation.
What about the chimera? I mean, I'm reading here that it can be more than two species. I mean, how many species genetics have they put into one creature?
Well, you could take individual cells from a lot of different creatures, and the limitations now are probably mostly technical ones. So you could probably put in, combine transgenics with putting in different cells into embryos. So there's all kinds of ways in which these technologies could be combined together in different ways to produce something that has some features of this and some features of that. And again, to me, the question is, why are you doing it? Is there a good reason for doing it? What are the risks? What could happen as a result of it? There's a group of people who don't like any of this, including any transgenics, on the grounds that, species are inviolable, that these are categories that should not be monkeyed with.
But the IBM Human Genome Project, I've talked to some of their people, they've got the attitude that all mutation is natural. In the scheme of things, we are simply an arm of evolution, and that we are accelerating it, and anything that rises from human activity is hence already natural, and I think that's very, very dangerous. And again, it's Russian roulette. They have no idea what any of this is going to cause, what type of domino effect this can create. It's insanity.
Well, I think I tend to take a middle ground. So on the one hand, I would say I don't think we should open the floodgates, and the fact they're correct that mutation is natural and that we are an offshoot of evolution. I don't think it follows from that anything we do is okay. That seems to me is a specious argument. On the other hand, I don't think that we should say that there are any lines that say we can't monkey with anything, that nothing, there's certain things that are sacrosanct. I think you have to look at what the implications are. I don't think anybody would want to go back to say, bacteria are sacrosanct and we shouldn't genetically engineer them and put genes in there. It's been very useful for diabetics and has made a lot of lives better that we've been able to create medications and biologics and do a lot of things.
So what does your center mainly do? I mean, you're the director of the Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics at the Stanford University. I mean, what do you mainly do?
We spend our time doing four main activities. One, we do a lot of research on a range of issues in ethics. So we spend a lot of time dealing with issues in genetics, dealing issues with neuroethics, end-of-life issues, stem cell research. And so we have a lot of people doing both empirical research as well as philosophical normative research into exploring the ethics of all of these issues.
Well, you're an expert on this. Let me ask you this question. I mean, I've seen the reports, the scientific reports, but you can find a report saying whatever you want. In your opinion, is it true that, full-grown female breast tissue is a stem cell source, in many cases, is even better than fetal tissue?
I think it's way too early to know that right now.
And a lot of studies, I'm sure you've seen the studies saying that. What do you think of those studies?
I think at this point, people are doing research, but it's still very...
Well, why the obsession with the fetal stem cell?
It's a source of tissue. One reason is that fetal tissue is usable under NIH guidelines, whereas embryonic stem cell research, for example, is not. So there's a line that can be drawn that way. So fusing.
But is it because the tissue of a developing human is so malleable?
In terms of comparing that to an adult stem cells, yes, that's correct. So there are advantages to using some of those cells. They can differentiate a little bit more easily. They don't have the breadth of differentiation ability that an embryonic stem cell would have, but fetal tissue can give rise to stem cells that seem to be easier to develop because they're part of an organism that
is developing. Doesn't the fetal stem cell then accelerate the risk because of its unstable nature to developing higher chances of some viral or bacterial spinoff?
That is an excellent question. So the issue about whether or not these things will turn out to be safe or unsafe in humans and to what extent, I think, is a really important question.
But we know it's going on. Look, I mean, we know there's hundreds of secret laboratories, the Russians, the Germans, the Saudis, the U.S. government. I mean, during the break when I first talked to you, I said, what about secret programs? I mean, you know they're secret programs.
If they're secret, obviously I don't have knowledge of them.
I mean, they must be pretty big because I know a lot of doctors that they've tried to recruit into them. I know the scientists that have been in them. I mean, my dad's an oral surgeon. They tried to recruit him into one back in the 80s. I mean, this must be a giant program.
All I can do is work on the programs and the research that I know about. So the research that I know about where people are proposing to do research using fetal stem cells. I think we have to look really carefully. There are some guidelines and regulatory guidelines in place for how those tissues are to be used. And I think
if they're going
to
do these tests, shouldn't they do them in a level 4 facility?
It depends on what the material is. I think for some of it's not so much that this is a risk of something getting out in contamination, which is what a level 4 security would require.
But they don't know. They don't know what this could do.
Well, if you're using fetal stem cells from a human, I'm much more worried about not anything spreading to other people. I'm more worried about what this will do when you introduce it.
Well, look, here's the thing, doctor. You sound like a nice person, doctor, professor. You know, but this is the problem. This is a slippery slope. There's no way you can go butt down. It's going to be unlimited unless it's restricted. The elite wants the life extension. The general public wants it. And it's going to be done, and I see no end to it, and it's just going to go absolutely wild. And then, you know, this argument for global government is, well, we got to stop third world countries from, you know, uncontrolled development of this. And then it just seems like a Pandora's box that just goes downhill. Then I see the proponents for global government out supporting and helping to deliver these systems to third world countries, almost like they're trying to create this crisis.
Well, I guess the way I look at it is it's a balancing act. In the Judeo-Christian religious tradition, you know, we're given obligations to both preserve the garden and to tend the garden. So we have this tension between our desire to try and maintain the world and our desire to try and improve the world. And I think with all this research, we always have to do this balancing act between making sure that we're not going so far that we've had, you know, too much of an instrumental view of the world or gone too far in terms of the damage that we might do. But on the other hand, we have an obligation to try and pursue things that might wind up helping people live better, happier, healthier lives.
Well, doctor, what I parallel it with is Monsanto and others. I mean, they really are taking plants and that don't reproduce. They really are planting experimental plants open air. They have been caught spreading into other species of plant and causing mutations and big problems, and they're trying to corner the market on seeds and plant reproduction, which is actually fundamentally altering the biosphere. So out of the gates, you know, they're it's just wildly out of control, and it's very destructive.
I think those are exactly the right questions to be looking at. If a company is developing a technology, are there some good uses of the technology? Possibly. Are there ways in which it can be misused and fall into hands which are going to abuse the technology?
But they own the courts. Nothing happens to them.
All we can do is if we see examples where corporations have behaved badly, and I guess I disagree, I'm more optimistic. When Monsanto first was considering buying Heinen Land that developed the Terminator technology. In the end, they gave up the purchase of that and gave up the use of Terminator technology on the grounds that of the huge backlash that was largely organized by an NGO at the time called RAFI. So the fact that there was people saying,
well, the backlash was Europe and Africa and Latin America and Asia wouldn't buy their garbage.
Well, I think that's also part of the backlash. So the NGOs who were raising these concerns had a huge impact in Europe and in other places. The backlash didn't happen just in Europe, though. It happened for the Terminator. It happened in the U.S. as well, and it forced the company to back off from it.
So, I think French farmers burning buildings down had the biggest effect.
It's not just that. Look, the Monsanto's New Leaf potato, a genetically engineered potato, they wound up completely flopping because McDonald's decided they weren't going to buy them because they were worried about public response to that, even within the U.S.
Well, that is optimistic. You're right. So it really does show. My point is that they're at least, you know, they're trying it, they're pushing it, they never stop, they always look for some new, it's like a rat, it always tries to find a new way to get in.
But anybody who sells anything to the public has to be concerned about public backlash, and so those of us who work with the public, you know, can have an influence.
Well, Doctor, I got a few other questions for you about chimeras and cross-species engineering, all of this on the other side. I want to just get some other examples of it from your expertise. We appreciate you joining us. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, folks. Be sure and check out the websites, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and we'll give you the Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics website when we get back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, the Genesis Network. We're talking to Dr. David Magnus, director of the Stanford Center for Bioethical Ethics at Stanford University, about chimeras, clones, bioethics. Can you give us the particular website for the biomedical group that you're the head of?
Sure. We're at www.scbe.stanford.edu. scbe.stanford.edu. Sorry, and it's not www. It's http scbe.stanford.edu.
Or just type in Dr. David Magnus, and I'm sure it'll pop up too.
Yep, for sure.
Or just the Center for Biomedical Ethics or Stanford University Bioethics, probably good for you. Now, we had a great discussion during the break. I seem to always do that, but I was asking you how many different types of human chimeras there are versus chimeras, period, and then some other points you were making.
Yeah, sure. There are actually a lot of them, and again, it depends on how you define them. If you're talking, if you count transgenics, that is, you know, organisms that have human genes that have been put into them, basically all biotech organisms are chimeras. And so the whole biotech industry is basically genetically engineered bacteria that have human genes in them to produce human proteins that can be useful for different purposes. And they're beginning to do this for crops, which I think raise much, much more difficult issues and questions. The safety record for genetically engineered bacteria is actually pretty good. But I think a lot of us are worried about what happens when you start genetically engineering crops like corn, for example, and you put human genes in them to have them express human clonal antibodies. And that is starting to happen. And there have already been a couple of scares where it looked like we very nearly had human pharmaceutical products, essentially, enter into the food supply.
Well, that was Protegene.
Protegene, correct.
And so they had the AIDS virus producing corn.
I don't think it was the AIDS. It was a monoclonal antibody that they were producing.
It said pig virus. One variety had live pig virus. The other was HIV. A protein shell. It was, and then a bunch of other things.
And they had a couple of different scares, one in Nebraska and one in Iowa. And obviously, I and a lot of other people think that the idea of having an open pollinator like corn, genetically engineered to have something that's not approved for human consumption in states and areas where you've got a lot of commercial agriculture with the same organism is not a very good idea. And so,
what were they thinking? Open air in 96 sites. Planting these four different varieties of this corn.
They put in some different confinement techniques that they hoped would be able to work. So they have physical confinement methods, so they keep the field somewhat separate. They also have a lot of detasseling that takes place. They have different things that they put in place to try and make sure that there's segregation of everything that takes place. But all those things are prone to error.
You're not going to stop bees from getting on those. Now, just final question for you, and I appreciate you joining us, trying to give people the view of how serious all this is. What do you think in the next 20 years the chance is of a weaponized, a genetic, even race-specific bioweapon being released?
20 years, I don't know if it'll happen in 20 years. I think that there will be a biological weapon using genetic engineering technology at some point in the future. I don't know if it's 20 years. That's actually not that far away. So, it's really hard to know exactly when. 20 years, 30 years, at some point that is coming down the pike. The only thing we can hope on the upside is that researchers who are doing research with genetic engineering techniques will have the means and the technology to be able
to. But South Africa successfully produced some of this.
Well, again, everything depends on what you mean. So there are bioweapons that exist now, but if you're talking about a really sophisticated genetically engineered bioweapon, and again, we were talking about chimeras. I mean, there are people doing research where they do combine, smallpox with the other kinds of diseases to come up with a sort of super disease. I think there were ways before that's going to ever be weaponized in the hands of somebody who would use it, but it probably is just a matter of time. We can only hope that our researchers are able to stay ahead of the game so that we're able to combat it when the time comes.
All right. Well, Doctor, thank you for coming on the broadcast with us.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Your calls, a ton of news coming up in just 70 seconds of the third hour.
Hello.